President Donald Trump's executive order last week to strip federal funding from sanctuary cities prompted outrage and worry from California lawmakers who represent potentially affected communities. But a former Department of Justice immigration lawyer casts doubt on the order's power, as Capital Public Radio's Ben Bradford reports.
Attorney Leon Fresco oversaw civil immigration cases for the Obama administration. He says the federal government can't simply cut off support for cities.
The answer to the question, all federal funding, is no.
He points to the Supreme Court ruling on Obamacare, where justices struck down a portion of the law that would have stripped states of Medicaid funding if they didn't expand the program. So Fresco believes the Department of Justice has really three local law enforcement grants it may look to tie to local immigration policies.
That is sort of, I think, the flashpoint of where the litigation will probably end up at some point.
Whatever the outcome of the inevitable court challenges, only a relatively small portion of city funding would hinge on it. In Los Angeles, for instance, those grants account for less than $5 million of a $9 billion budget. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.